for the Lord Jesus. Can we say put our hands together for the Lord Jesus? My singer, don't go yet. Please just help me sing the song. We walk in the light. Can we just say a word of prayer? I want you to pray and say, Lord, cause the speaker to say something to me this afternoon that will help me in this journey. Because except the Lord speaks, he that ministers in vain. So let the Lord cause me to say something that will help you and I in this journey that we have embarked upon. Just talk to the Lord briefly. Jesus, thank you, righteous Son Father. The Lord will hear you. And the Lord will cause his hand to rest upon me to say something as a fellow servant that will help you and I in this journey. The essence of this gathering is to make this journey a little bit better, easier for us. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And so our Heavenly Father, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the God of all flesh and the Father of all spirit, Lord, the hour has come again for us to look to this perfect law of liberty. And as I take my place by your grace and your mercy, seeing that every joint supplies, Father, cause me to say something that will help my fellow servants, that this journey that you have called us to embark upon, we will run it, Father, effectively and pleasing unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can we have our seat? Hallelujah. You and I know that one of the most difficult gathering of people to speak to are the ministers of God. Because We all have a mindset. And most time, we already an authority in our own ways. So it takes the grace of God for a fellow minister to minister to another minister. But we know that the grace of God is sufficient. Hallelujah. And in a gathering like this, that I know, that we know, that there's a leadership of the Spirit in this place. Hear me again. There's a leadership of the Spirit in this place. I'm not saying I believe. I'm saying that I know. Hallelujah. Because standing before you this hour is the grace of God. And I count it a privilege to be the one that will bring the word of exhortation to you this hour. Hallelujah. I'm not bringing any teaching. Just a word of exhortation to strengthen what we already have. And I believe that the Lord will supply the grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. But I have one prayer. I remember during the ministry of Apostle Paul, in Acts chapter 16, the Bible let us know that they resorted to a place, they went to the riverbank to pray. And it's a place that women comes. And the Lord prompt Paul by the Spirit to begin to minister to those women, to speak the word of God. And while speaking the word of God, it is recorded that the Lord opened the heart of Lydia, a businesswoman. The Lord opened her heart to attend to the things that Paul was preaching. God opened her heart. And my prayer for all this afternoon and all the time that we're going to spend in this place, that the Lord will open our heart to attend to the things that we hear, or the things that we are hearing and the things that are doing here. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Because that day marked a turning point in the life of that sister. The Bible says she was somebody that worshiped God. But when the Lord opened her heart to the things that Paul was preaching, that same day she was baptized. Hallelujah. And she turned to Paul and said, "If I have found favor or grace in your sight, and you have counted me worthy, come to my house and stay." You see how powerful the word of God is. That a total stranger meeting somebody for the first time had the word of God, and the relationship came forth. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. But we find out again in another place at the course of his missionary journey that he went even to the synagogue to minister to them, to the Jews. And instead of them embracing what he was preaching, their heart was hardened. And they turned against what he was preaching. And they raised people, you know, against Paul. And Paul made a statement. He said, "See, you have counted yourself unworthy of eternal life." God didn't count them unworthy, but they counted themselves unworthy of eternal life. He said, "Lo, we turn from you and we'll go to the Gentiles, and the Gentiles will hear us."
And that marked the point that God turned his back to the Gentiles and he has been with us. And the gospel will not go back to the Jews until the fullness of the Gentiles will come in. And we know that God is about to draw the curtain by the reason of the things that we see happening everywhere. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, one of the major signs is that conviction is leaving the Gentiles. You didn't hear what I say? Hallelujah. That conviction is leaving the Gentiles. And that is how all manner of things goes today. Hallelujah. And the gospel that is preached today has become another gospel that can no longer produce conviction and bring about repentance and bring about regeneration. Because one of the core purpose of the message is to bring about regeneration. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise Master Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. So in the light of this, knowing that I'm talking to my fellow ministers and servants, hallelujah, there is only a privilege that I should be the one talking. Hallelujah. I want us to open our Bible to the book of Matthew. Hallelujah. And I want to, in a few minutes, bring a message that I titled, The Wise Servant. Hallelujah. Because we'll find out from the same scripture that we have foolish servants and we have evil servants. Hallelujah. But for the sake of time, I will focus on the wise servant. Believing, hallelujah, that gathered here today are the wise servants. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. You know, there's a difference between somebody say, I believe. And somebody say, I know. Hallelujah. What you believe may turn out to be true, may be fulfilled, but what you know. Hallelujah. And that is why Apostle Paul, in many of his writings, let us know. He said, I know. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And we must get to that point. That whatsoever we are holding on to as wise servant is what we know. Because when you know, you become sure. You become certain. Hallelujah. It's all like listening to our brother promise yesterday. Hallelujah. He was not speaking from the standpoint that he believed. Hallelujah. He was speaking from the standpoint that he knows. Hallelujah. So he went forth with that confidence as somebody that knows that God raised him as an evangelist. Hallelujah. So he was certain. And that's the reason why we saw all the results. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, somebody. To God be the glory in the name of Jesus Christ. So in Matthew now, as we turn to Matthew 24. It is not strange that our Lord Jesus Christ brought this thought of the wise servant in this chapter. The chapter that largely everything that is inside was prophetic, prophecy. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And concluding the things that he told the disciples to watch out for. For his coming, the sign of his coming, and of the end of the world. And that sign is deception. Hallelujah. He did not say signs. One single sign. And he repeated that word in chapter 5, hallelujah, in verse 5. He said, take heed that no one do what? Deceive you. So as you get close to his coming, One of the major things to watch out for is that you are not what? Deceived.
Hallelujah.
Verse 11, he still made mention of God. He said, there shall come false prophets.
Hallelujah.
And they shall do what? Deceive many. They said deception again. And in verse 24 again, he told us that, you know, that it will be so close that if it were possible, he will deceive the very elect, but it's not possible.
Hallelujah.
Because the very elect is born of God's Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. So having shown us the sign, he got to this point now, like I say, it's not by accident that he brought this in. I want to read from verse 45.
Hallelujah.
It says, who then is a faithful and a wise servant? Faithful. You know, another word for servant in the scripture is steward. Because as a servant, you are standing in for someone. He invested something in you.
Hallelujah.
And then you stand instead of him. And he empowers you with grace. And above all, understanding.
Hallelujah.
To do what ordinarily, if he was around, he would be doing.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
If he was around, he would be doing it. But because he's not around, he appointed you and I, hallelujah, to do it. And that's what makes us to become his servant or his steward.
Amen, amen.
But like I said, we have the wise servant, which is what I want to major on this hour. We have the foolish servant, and we have the evil servant. The Lord be glorified in Jesus' name.
Praise Master Jesus Christ.
Verse 46. Okay, let me finish reading verse 45. It said, whom the Lord had made ruler over his household, a responsibility, had been committed to us to give them meat in due season.
Hallelujah.
In due what? Season. Meaning, there is appropriate food at every time.
Hallelujah.
And it takes a servant that is connected to the master to be able to receive, hallelujah, what to give at the appointed time.
John, like Paul told us when we were talking about the Lord's table, he said,
as I received of the Lord, I deliver unto you. So a wise servant is someone that received of the Lord and is certain and sure of what he has received.
Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Praise Master Jesus Christ. And that is why we'll see our pastor talk the way he talks sometimes. Because he is certain of what he has received.
Hallelujah.
From the Lord. Then his duty is to deliver unto us. And the same thing,
hallelujah,
we also have to have a personal knowledge, revelation, or whatever it is, hallelujah, so that we now can also deliver.
Hallelujah.
So that we don't become parrots. Saying something because somebody is saying it. We can only say something and it have effect if we know and we are sure of what we are saying. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise Master Jesus Christ. So I will read now. He talked about the evil servant. I say, I'm not going there, that direction. I just want to say one or two things concerning a wise servant. Now, one thing we must know again, that before we become a servant, he first of all redeemed us. He paid for our redemption. And like Paul at your brother Peter say in 1 Peter, he said, our redemption was not purchased by silver and gold. Hallelujah. So it was not a material thing that was used to purchase our freedom. Because we are like, well, let me say, we were kidnapped by the devil. We were kidnapped by the enemy. As a result of the fall of Adam, we became captive. We were kidnapped. Just like today in the land, one of the things that is very common is kidnapping. And when people are kidnapped, the bandit or whoever kidnapped the people demands a ransom. Hallelujah. And I've never read anywhere or heard anywhere that the bandit has said, okay, before this who could be released, give us a life. Hallelujah. As a ransom. They always ask for money. Either in pounds or dollar or naira. Hallelujah. That becomes the price or the ransom for the person to be set free. But you and I will become the captive of the devil. God had to send his son. Jesus himself accepted. Get me what I'm saying now. The Bible says, for Christ loved us. And he offered himself as an offering for us. He didn't give money as an offering. His life was that offering. And he became a sacrifice unto our God. Hallelujah. So his life was the ransom. So therefore, as we come to him, it is life. And now having given us life, hallelujah, amen, amen, now we can become his weakness because he ransomed us with his life. And now we, in an exchange, the best we can do is to now surrender our life to him. Hallelujah. So it is life for life. And as wise servant, what that tells us is that we are servants to deal with the life of the people. Hallelujah. Whatever we are doing majorly is affecting the life, or is supposed, is meant to affect the life of the people. Because that's why Christ came. Hallelujah. Because what we didn't have was life. Hallelujah. So he came to give us back that life. And that is the number one mission of a wise servant. Hallelujah. To make sure that the very life of our master, because we are his servant, is also, you know, communicated or given to those who hear us. The Lord be glorified in Jesus' name. I said the Lord be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise Master Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Now, when we began, or when we become his servant, he put us in trust. As Apostle Paul would say, hallelujah. He said,
He has counted you and I worthy to be put in the trust of the gospel. So he has trusted something into our hand. And the gospel is good news. And good news is to bring about what? Life. Hallelujah. So we have been entrusted. And not everybody that God has entrusted his gospel into their hand. The Lord be glorified in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So when you know that it's a trust, and that trust is a privilege, not because we work for it, not because we earn it, but for the God of heaven to look down from above among millions. That is why, like, I'm standing here today is a privilege. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Not because I earn it, not because I merited it. Hallelujah. Praise Master Jesus Christ. So now, among the multitude of the people upon the face of the earth, he chose you and I and entrusted the gospel of life into our care. Hallelujah. Now, if God so trusts us to do that, will we not betray that trust by doing our own thing instead of doing his own thing? Because we are not called to do our thing. We are called to do what he wants us to do. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And we cannot do what he wants us to do except he becomes real to you and I. Hallelujah. Praise Master Jesus Christ. So a wise servant is someone that God is real to. God becomes real to you. You know him. You are not presuming. You are not guessing. You met with him. And you heard from him. And he told you what you should do for him. And that thing he asked you to do for him is what he has entrusted into your hand. Hallelujah. And it's in sticking to what he has asked you to do that makes you wise. Hallelujah. Our wisdom is knowing what he wants us to do and doing what he wants us to do. Praise Master Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen, amen. Now, a wise servant and a foolish servant and an evil servant, they can never come to the unity of the faith. It's not possible. Are you hearing me now? A wise servant and a foolish servant, because we have foolish servants. Like I say, I don't have time to go into that. And we have evil servant. Hallelujah. The Bible said the evil servant, because his master tarries in coming, he begins to smite his fellow servants. Hallelujah. So a wise servant and a foolish servant, an evil servant, can never come to unity of faith. Hallelujah. So it is a wise. And that's why I say, I believe, gathered here today are the wise servant. Amen, amen. Praise Master Jesus Christ. Hearing the same thing. So that as the word of God comes forth, what you are hearing is the same thing I'm hearing. What the preacher is seeing is what you're seeing. It's what I'm seeing. Hallelujah. And then we'll have one mind. Hallelujah. That's what brings about the unity of the faith. The Lord help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Because first, the fear of God is in you. Amen, amen. And the fear of God is in me. Then you know that your life is dedicated to him. That God have the first place in everything. And the next person knows that. Hallelujah. So he will do everything. We all will do everything to maintain fellowship. Hallelujah. And our fellowship, remember, the Bible says our fellowship first is with the Father, then with the Son, then with one another. So if
you don't have fellowship established with the Father.
Hallelujah.
And if you have fellowship established with the Father, automatically you have fellowship with the Son. Because you can't have the Father without having the Son. You can't have the Son without having the Father.
Hallelujah.
It is then now when our fellowship is, you know, tied with the Father, then you and I now cannot do what? Fellowship together. Because that fellowship is in the Father.
Praise Master Jesus Christ. I say praise Master Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Now, another thing is that a wise servant proves all things.
Don't like Paul told us in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. He said, prove all things. Hallelujah. And hold firm to that which is what? True.
A wise servant don't just take anything.
Hallelujah.
He proves it. And it comes to a point that he knows. He's certain. It's revealed.
Hallelujah. Praise Master Jesus Christ.
And once he's certain of it,
hallelujah,
he takes a hold of it. And nothing will take him from him.
Amen and amen.
That's what happened in the first church. Do you wonder why they were ready to lay down their life? Even at the point of death? Because the truth has become part of them. It's now part of their nature. So there's no way you can separate them from what they know. Even at the point of death, you have not separated it. So that's the reason why, with the grace available to them at that hour that they live, they were ready to die for the truth. Because they and the truth have become one. Inseparable. They know.
Hallelujah.
No matter what it causes them. So a wise servant proves all things. And when he gets a hold of them, that this is the Lord's,
hallelujah,
nothing shall separate him from it. Praise Master Jesus Christ. It's not here today, tomorrow that place, carried away by every wind of doctrines, to the point that he's confused. He doesn't even know what he's believing.
Hallelujah.
He has no respect of persons, because God himself has no respect of persons.
Praise Master Jesus Christ.
And get it very well. What I mean, respect of person, is that he will not take the person of any man for the word of God that have been given to him. That's not to say we don't give honor to whom honor is due. We give honor to whom honor is due. Fear to whom fear is due.
Praise Master Jesus Christ.
Tradition to whom tradition is due.
Hallelujah.
Why fear to whom fear is due? You're a child of God, and somebody comes with a gun and point at you, and they ask you to lie down. And you say, no, I'm a child of God, I'm not going to lie down.
Hallelujah.
You're chosen. Who are you? Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Then you know what happens? Praise Master Jesus Christ. Because the Bible has already told you, fear unto, hallelujah. So, wisdom is very important. Wisdom is profitable to do what? To direct. Stubbornness is not wisdom.
Hallelujah.
Especially stubbornness at something that you know you have no power over.
The Lord help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise Master Jesus Christ.
So I'm talking, like I say, to the wise servant. And we know in Daniel, the Bible told us that the wise shall understand. What makes you wise? Because you understand. And understanding is revelation. You have a revelation of what God is doing in your hour, your time, and your day. That makes you wise. Hallelujah. Because you know what God is doing and what the agenda and the plan of God is